Welcome to Stories of the Master. Welcome, welcome to episode 12 of the Stories of the Master podcast, where we reflect on how we can improve ourselves little by little, day by day, through sharing stories of the perfect exemplar of the Baha'i faith, Abdul Baha. Today's episode is about perseverance in service. Perseverance, or to persevere, means to get something done even though it's difficult and there are obstacles in the way. In other words, it's about not giving up. Every great human endeavor requires perseverance. Nothing good comes easy. Great inventions, advances in medicine, raising children, being a farmer, all of these require perseverance and have many obstacles to overcome. So what motivates someone to persevere? Well, it's simple. They believe that the end goal is far more valuable than the pain of overcoming the difficulties in their way. Take a parent trying to teach a baby to walk, for example. How many attempts should they make before giving up? 5 attempts? 11? 226? Have you ever heard a parent say, "This baby is a terrible walker, I give up, they can crawl for the rest of their life"? No. They see the value in focusing on their child's education and never ever give up. The same attitude needs to be put towards our service to others, even when it's hard. So enough from me. Let's hear about how perseverance really works from the Master, Abdul Baha. In the last few episodes, we traveled through different cities. But let me take you all the way back to Akka. If you were ever wondering why we share so many stories from the city of Akka, it's simple. Akka is where the Master spent most of his life. Of his 77 years on this mortal plane, Abdul Baha spent 40 years of them as a prisoner in Akka. He entered the prison city in his mid-20s and was freed in 1908 when he was 64 years old. Through his love, wise counsel, and relentless service, Abdul Baha was loved by officials, commoners, the rich and the poor. But among these, there was one man who could not stand the Master, and his name was Haji Sadiq. Haji Sadiq was from the country of Afghanistan. He was known to be a very religious, strict, and rigid man. Being so firm in his faith, Haji Sadiq thought that Abdul Baha was an enemy of religion and God. In fact, whenever there was an opportunity to talk to people, Haji Sadiq would go out of his way to denounce the Master with the most bitter words. He would tell people that Abdul Baha was an imposter, a liar, and interrogate why anyone would ever speak to him. But of course, this had little to no effect, as people loved the Master. And this love for him made Haji Sadiq even angrier. When he would see Abdul Baha walking down the street, he would cover his face with his robe because he believed that looking at the Master would damage his eyesight. Haji Sadiq, this pious man from Afghanistan, was actually among the poor in Akka and didn't have a home. Instead, he lived in a mosque where people came to pray. His situation was so bad that he frequently needed food and clothing, and the Master would give him both. Abdul Baha would regularly visit Haji Sadiq, despite all of these issues. Even though Haji Sadiq despised the Master, he would take the clothes and food without saying thanks, and continue to speak ill of him. But this didn't matter to Abdul Baha. He persevered, and whenever Haji Sadiq fell sick, the master brought a doctor to his home, provided food, and paid for his medicine. On top of this, the master would give Haji Sadiq some of his own money, and this man would take them all. When the doctor and Abdu'l-Bahá went to check up on him, Haji Sadiq would give one arm to the doctor to check his pulse, and the other to cover his face so he didn't have to look at the master. Abdu'l-Bahá didn't just shower love towards Haji Sadiq a few times. He did this consistently, not just for a few months or a few years. He did this for 24 years. 24 years the master persevered and never gave up. And after 24 years, something happened. A wealthy man who had two wives passed away. In his will, he requested Haji Sadiq to be the executor and trustee of his estate. His job was simply to follow through with the man's requests and ensure his family was looked after. The two wives of this wealthy man didn't agree with this, and Haji Sadiq had to appear before a judge to solve this dispute. It just so happened that on this day, Abdu'l-Bahá was also seeing that judge. When the master got there, he witnessed Haji Sadiq storming out of the room, bewildering the judge and others present. A bit shocked, the judge asks Abdu'l-Bahá, "What do you think of Haji Sadiq?" And the master replied, "Haji Sadiq is a very pious and honest man, truthful and with integrity." The widows then ran to the master and asked him for his help and to get involved in the matter. Instead of doing this, to my surprise, the master says, "It would be best for Haji Sadiq to be your advocate and to straighten out your affairs. You would not find anyone more honest and truthful than him, even though he bears enmity towards me." Look at this. Abdu'l-Bahá's opinion of Haji Sadiq was never influenced by the fact that he was so mean to him. Abdu'l-Bahá saw the good in Haji Sadiq and was always fair in his assessment of people. He went on to say to the widows, "If you do not do so, you will lose a lot and the judge will take away what is yours." Sadly, they didn't listen to the master and they lost everything. A year goes by and one of these widows marries Haji Sadiq and tells the story of what Abdu'l-Bahá did, standing before a judge to speak so highly of him. She said, "Aside from Abdu'l-Bahá, you have no other friends as honest as he. During the arguments, all those who professed friendship with you instigated actions against you. And only Abdu'l-Bahá told us to designate you as our advocate." So moved by this story, Haji Sadiq immediately left the room and went to look for Abdu'l-Bahá. When he found him, he dropped to the floor and put his head at the feet of the master, crying and begged for forgiveness for what he had done. "Forgive me, sir," he cried. "For 24 years I have done evil to you. For 24 years you have done good to me. Now I know that I have been in the wrong." The master asks him to stand up, and they became friends. Abdu'l-Bahá did not need to forgive Haji Sadiq. He always loved him and was happy to do the things he did. Haji Sadiq later became a Baha'i and one of Abdu'l-Bahá's companions. The master was as loving to all as a parent is to their child. He claims nothing for himself, neither comfort, nor honor, nor rest. 3 or 4 hours of sleep was enough for Abdu'l-Bahá. The remainder of his time and all his strength were given to heal those who suffer. in spirit and in body. I am, he says, the servant of God. Such was Abdu'l-Bahá, the master of Akka. When you are doing what is right, you never ever give up. Every great endeavor, including service to humanity, comes with barriers and tests. It is our duty, no, our honor, to persevere through them. Let me leave you with these words on service from the Blessed Beauty, Baha'u'llah. If ye meet the abased or the downtrodden, turn not away disdainfully from them, for the King of Glory ever watcheth over them and surroundeth them with such tenderness as none can fathom. Flee not from the face of the poor that lieth in the dust, nay, rather befriend him. Whilst ye consort with him, the concourse on high will be looking upon you, will be interceding for you, will be extolling your names and glorifying your action. Thank you for listening to episode 12. I really hope you enjoyed it, and never give up as you walk the path of service. Don't forget to subscribe and follow to catch the next episode of Stories of the Master.